Christians around the world are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus today. In addition to religious observances, there are all kinds of special traditions in different cultures, some quite surprising. Moira Smith is a folklore librarian at Indiana University. She told us what's really behind those familiar eggs and bunnies.
The egg is fairly easy to explain. It's an ancient symbol for new life and for fertility. And in addition, it's a symbol of resurrection. For Christians, the chick that emerges from the egg is similar to Christ emerging from the tomb. With the Easter bunny, it began as the Easter hare in Europe. Children were encouraged, or still are encouraged, I think, to build nests for the Easter hare prior to Easter out in some secluded spot in the garden. And the next day on Easter Sunday, the good children would find the nest full of eggs, and the bad children would find it full of coal or rabbit droppings. And then in the 19th century in America, we developed the Easter bunny out of the Central European immigrants' Easter hare. And we changed it somewhat from having the hare who lays eggs to a bunny who simply brings eggs. And hares, there's a lot of folklore about hares. For very obvious reasons, they're also symbols of fertility. They're also symbols of sexual attraction and lust. That's where we get the Playboy bunny, for example. So the Easter bunny and the Playboy bunny are connected.
Well, let's stop first in Sweden, where the custom resembles our Halloween tradition of trick-or-treating.
Yes, in Sweden, girls will dress up as witches on either Maundy Thursday or Holy Saturday, and then they go from door to door to beg for sweets or coins. Because Good Friday and Saturday were the days that Christ was in the tomb, those are days witches are believed to be especially active.
So traveling south, let's look at Ethiopia, where Easter is called Fasika?
Yes. In Ethiopia, they announce the dawn of Easter Sunday with a 21-gun salute. When you consider that these devout Christians and clergy in Ethiopia have spent all the days of Lent fasting, and in particular the 2 days from Good Friday in total fasting, you can understand why they're particularly glad to see the dawn of Easter Sunday.
Tell me about the interesting movement in Australia right now to actually ban the Easter Bunny.
Oh, that is interesting. Australia is a great country for rabbits. There was a huge population explosion. There's no natural predators to keep them in check. And so you have entire moving hillsides of rabbits, thousands upon thousands of them. And they're causing a great deal of damage to the native ecosystem. The rabbit is, by law, a pest. You can't really do anything legally with them except shoot them on sight.
So what do they do instead of having the Easter Bunny?
Well, we have a very interesting movement that began fairly recently in the early 90s, started by the Anti-Rabbit Federation of Australia, to replace the Easter Bunny with the Easter Bilby. It is a native Australian marsupial, a small animal about the size of a rabbit with huge ears and a long tail, and very, very endangered. One of the reasons that they're endangered is that the rabbits are competing with them and are driving them out. So the plan is, though, the idea is that people are encouraged to sell Easter bilbies or buy Easter bilbies instead of Easter rabbits. And part of the proceeds from those sales go to conservation efforts to save the bilby. There are only a few hundred of them left.
So what happens if you get caught with an Easter bunny instead of a bilby?
I hate to think.
Does it look like a bunny?
It does look like a bunny, except for the long tail and a sharp little snout and enormous ears compared to its size. Very cute.
Moira Smith is a librarian at Indiana University in Bloomington. Thank you, Dr. Smith, for being our travel guide on Easter.
You're welcome.